critical thinking is the most important skill you can have when you're living in a world that seems to have lost its mind. Everyone out there is trying to tell you what to think. I want to teach you how to think. In every episode, I'm exposing the logical fallacies being used by advertisers, politicians, influencers, news outlets, social media memes, and maybe even your own best friend. Warning, listening to this podcast will cause you to see bad thinking everywhere. Welcome to the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast. Hey, what's up, thinkers? Kathy Gibbons here. Welcome back to another episode of the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast, where you get a little bit smarter and a little harder to fool every time you listen. I'm so glad you guys are here. So, like I always like to do, let's start off by reviewing a fallacy we covered earlier this season, the moralistic fallacy. Okay, you want to hit pause real quick and see if you can remember what the moralistic fallacy is? So the moralistic fallacy happens when someone assumes that something must be true or false based on whether it's morally desirable or undesirable. So the question to ask yourself if you think you're facing a moralistic fallacy is this: you might think it's wrong or you might think it's right, but does that mean it's not real? So if you want to review or hear more about this fallacy, go back and check out episode 163. Would you like your kids to learn how to think for themselves and be able to teach themselves anything? If you're listening to this podcast, you probably are interested in that. Our sponsor, Classical Conversations, is a homeschool program that does just that. We meet in community once a week with other families who are on the same path using the same Christ-centered curriculum, and students learn the tools of learning and good thinking while applying it to the subjects that they're studying. So if you'd like more info, I have two free ebooks just for you. Just fill out the form at classicalconversations.com/filterit to get immediate access. And you'll even get to see a video from my friend Camilla. Okay, let's dive into today's new fallacy, the traitorous critic fallacy. The traitorous critic fallacy happens when someone brings up a criticism of a particular group and is told that they should just leave the group, rather than actually taking the time to look at their criticism or their argument to see if there's any validity. This fallacy is also sometimes called ergo decado, which is a Latin phrase that means, therefore, I leave. Okay, and let me explain this a little bit more. Basically, this fallacy is saying that if you're criticizing the group, it's because you either don't appreciate the values and the customs of the group, or you're a flat-out traitor. So we're going to treat you like a traitor, and the best thing you can do is just leave. That's kind of the mindset behind this fallacy. And here's a simple example of what this sounds like. Let's say you just got hired for your very first job at an office in town. The company you work for is sending out a big mailing to advertise a new product, and you're tasked with writing out the addresses on all the envelopes, which means you have to write the return address 200 times. After the first 20, your hand is cramping and tired, and you're thinking of how much more efficient it would be to have a stamp or even labels to do all these return addresses. So you mention it to your new boss, only to be told, that's just how we do it around here. If you don't like it, you can leave and find a new job. Okay, you see the fallacy there? They didn't even address your concern. They just said, well, if you don't like it, go. So the problem behind the traitorous critic fallacy is that it's avoiding the argument. If someone has a criticism, telling them to just leave does nothing to address their concerns. It's just avoiding addressing their concerns. And guys, this is essentially the adult version of stomping out of the room, right? You've seen kids do that. They just stomp out. Well, that's kind of what this fallacy is. Now, I do get where this can happen and may even need to happen. So let me give you another scenario. There are some times when, honestly, this may be necessary. Sometimes people are just flat out complainers and they find the bad in everything. Have you ever known someone like that where all they do is find fault and complain about what the group is doing, and no amount of listening to them or trying to make them happy will ever make them happy? And you kind of wonder, why are you even here in the first place? In an instance like that, they really do just need to maybe leave the group and go find somewhere else to complain or be happy. But I don't consider that situation to be the traitorous critic fallacy. That's just having good boundaries with miserable people. So let me give you another example of what the traitorous fallacy or traitorous critic fallacy can sound like. It's another one that we see a lot in politics. I have seen many times where people said, well, so-and-so is the president, and if you don't like it, you can just leave the country. And I've also seen where celebrities have said that if a certain politician gets voted in as president, that they're going to leave the country. Now, to my knowledge, none of them have left, by the way, but it's almost like they were committing the fallacy against themselves, just to show how much they didn't like someone, rather than coming with a good argument. So, the question to ask yourself if you think you're facing the traitorous critic fallacy is this. Are you just avoiding the argument? Because that's really what's happening here, y'all. Are you really just avoiding the argument? Okay, guys, that's it for today. Remember, when you learn how to think, you will no longer fall prey to those who are trying to tell you what they want you to think. And it all starts with asking one simple question. Is that really true? I would love to hear from you. Do you have questions about fallacies and cognitive biases? Are you now starting to see and hear them everywhere around you too? Well, send them in. They just might get featured on the podcast. You can email them to me at think@filteritthroughabraincell.com, or you can connect with me on Instagram at filteritthroughabraincell. And if you want to be notified about when new episodes come out and all the things that we're doing, go to www.filteritthroughabraincell.com and sign up to receive email updates. I would love it if you would help us on our mission to teach society how to think well. Please subscribe, leave us a review, and share this podcast with